Hi, Tanya. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. First, can you tell us how you went about getting your first job after you graduated?
Actually, I got my job before I graduated.
Oh, wow, good.
It was interesting. I was working as an advisor and finishing up my dissertation, and I saw a job come across the job boards from Hormel Foods. And I thought, that's interesting.
Where was this at physically?
I was at University of Texas at Brownsville.
Okay.
I was working there. I was a student at University of Wisconsin-Madison.
So it came across
my Madison job boards, and I thought, that's interesting. I'm going to apply. I didn't think I had much of a chance, but they called me right away.
Great. Yeah. And that was, how far were you from finishing when you got that? Was it a full-time position you're doing include as along with being in school?
It was a full-time position. I was ADD, so I was in my write-up. So I was already writing up when I was already working as an advisor, and I was adjuncting and then writing up, and then the job came along. I was able to apply to it, and they allowed me to work remotely, and they gave me also time to finish my dissertation.
Oh, great. So what do you think was key in them hiring you? What was it they liked about you that... what were the factors involved in that?
I asked them that too. I think it's one of the biggest things is translating. Because I didn't study food, I was actually studying alternative medicine, mental health, and really into medical anthropology. So I had to think, this sounds like an interesting job. I like Hormel products. But how am I going to make my research make sense to them? So I thought, well, I'm really dealing with consumers. Because I was dealing with a Mexican-American and Mexican population that were looking at different forms of healthcare, whether they were traditional or whether they were biomedical and so forth, and they were making choices about what to buy, what to invest in, both spiritually, economically, emotionally, and so forth. So that's how I framed myself. I said, you know, I'm dealing with consumers already. I'm dealing with the marketplace. And this is how I think I can influence the food business. And so I think part of that was the translating. The other thing is that I'm shameless, and that's another thing they liked about me. Like, you didn't come in a suit, you didn't come with an agenda. They're like, you're just very open and outright, and they're like, we really wanted something like that for our business. So I think that benefited.
Great. So how well do you think your program prepared you? It sounds like you yourself went through a lot of analysis. So was your program something that helped that? How closely did your program prepare you?
So I want to speak very highly about my program in terms of anthropology. There's great anthropologists. My advisor is a wonderful anthropologist, very learned in the field. And I felt in terms of methodology and so forth, I was very well prepared for doing anthropology. I think because I come from a traditional program, I wasn't prepared for doing anthropology in applied study. And so I think that was all new to me, is how do you market yourself outside of academia? How do you present yourself and so forth? And what were the expectations for you as an anthropologist in that context? I didn't feel like I was prepared for that. Those are things you kind of learn on the fly.
And how did you go about learning those extra pieces of the puzzle? Was that something that you networked with people? Did you read?
I had no idea where to start at the beginning. So what I started doing is just getting on the web and just looking, you know, what did AAA have to offer? So that's where I started seeing the NAPA and seeing some stuff that NAPA was doing and going, okay. But I was kind of afraid to reach out to those people because they seemed very seasoned. And I was like, But I started looking there and at least finding resources there. You know, here's some papers. Oh, yeah, okay. So then I started seeing some names. Rita Denny, Patricia Sutherland. Okay, these are people who are important and who do this type of work. So I started reading papers, reading books, and getting my hands on material. And then that's where I was able to expand and get into listservs and afro design and all that kind of stuff.
And you're at still the same job now. How long have you been there?
It's going to be 8 years in January.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
So I was 5 years as a consultant, and then they hired me on it. And the reason that they put me in a consulting capacity, they were actually hiring for full time. With benefits and everything, but I told them I didn't want to move to Austin, Minnesota, and they said, okay, that's fine, but you have to work as a consultant basis, and you can stay in Texas.
And looking back then over that time, and especially going into the job, is it what you thought it was going to be? How did it meet your expectations?
At first, it was really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
We both the company and I had good intentions for one another, but we had no idea how to communicate.
Mm.
I was very academic in how I presented things. They were very business in how they presented things. So I think it took us really a few years to really start a great conversation. And now I think we've hit stride.
Mm-hmm.
And it's becoming more than I anticipated. They support me to come to AAA every year. They buy me the books that I want and need, no questions asked, if it's, you know, for the demographic that we're looking at, they'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of ways that they support me beyond what I ever thought.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And how proactive have you been in defining your role?
So now I'm very proactive. It took a while to take up space. I'd always start with that. I don't have a business background.
Mm-hmm.
And finally I had a boss who said to me, "That's a good thing. Don't say it like it's a bad thing," because that's what you're offering that's so distinct, and that's what we want to hear. That's what makes it lively and interesting. So I started owning that. I started building my brand by making a template that set the research off so people visually knew that that was my work. I started looking at incorporating more video and having people be able to use that like on a sales force. So they could take that video and show a retailer, "Look, we have the consumer talking, saying they want this product." I was also able to do briefs of anything that I was studying to send out to the relevant people in all the divisions that we had internationally, domestically, and so forth. So I started to build my brand slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And it took time, but now people are like, "Oh, I know, that's the anthropologist." So that's how you
start. Uh-huh. Okay. Are there other anthropologists that work at Home Health?
No, nope, it's just me.
Okay,
good. It's just me, but I have
you're
to say.
Vanguard.
I work on the innovation team. So I have to say that there's only three of us, so it's myself and two others, and then my boss. And all of the people have really taken a notice and an interest in anthropology.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll look out on business journals if something says anthropology, they'll send it on.
Oh, great. Like, good.
Yeah. We were ahead of the curve, though. So
right. Good for you. Yes. And looking back, would you do anything differently?
Well, I think I wouldn't have been so afraid. I guess that's the thing. It's just you really have to just put yourself out there. In terms of NAPA and reaching out to those seasoned individuals, I guess I felt like, well, I didn't know them for my program, I don't know them, so I don't want to do that. I think if I had done that, that would save me a lot of time and effort. With, you know, doing anthropology and consumer research, reading those books and having reached out earlier, while I think that would have just made my life so much easier to know how to build a brand, how to communicate better with the business environment. I think I would have done that right at the get-go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, great. And finally, any other tips or advice that you would have for someone interested in following in your footsteps?
I would say that it's really about how do you translate. You don't necessarily have to, if you're already in a program and you're like, "Well, I didn't enter in an applied program and I'm already at, you know, ABD," don't be afraid. That's okay. It's just about learning to translate and reach out to someone who does the type of work that you potentially are interested in and have them help you craft a cover letter or just talk through some of the ways you can translate your skill set into a business environment. I think that that's definitely something that we're willing to do as business anthropologists and something that's necessary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, Tanya, thanks very much for being with us, Seth. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks.
Thank you.